Just in the last couple of days, I have officially adopted a dog. And it has been a really long process, but I'm so glad that he's finally home with me. Ranger is a 3-year-old greyhound who came home with me on Friday, so he's brand new. And part of the process in adopting him was my feel during this time of transition. He's had a pretty busy last month. 3 weeks ago, he was living at a racetrack surrounded by 40 or more other dogs all the time and living a schedule that was pretty much just eat and sleep and run super fast. And then his racing career ended and he moved to a new home in Maryland with his foster mom and her 2 dogs. He was getting used to life there when I showed up and brought him home to live with me. Now he has a whole new house to get used to, a new bed, a new yard, a new kennel. Not to mention the fact that until he was fostered, he had never even been in a house or a neighborhood or lived full time with humans. He had never even seen stairs, and he's still scared of them. So that is a lot of newness in just less than a month. But siblings of Christ, you and I have sure been experiencing a lot of newness too. And I think it is an honest reflection if I say that we are unsure. We are unsure about learning to work from home every day, maybe using a new kind of technology. We're unsure about that whole having to become a homeschool teacher because schools are closed, but your child is still home and they need to learn. We're unsure about finding ourselves with an abundance of extra time, maybe even feeling bored because volunteer opportunities have been canceled, lunches with friends have had to wait, trips to the store are postponed. And all of this uncertainty makes me think of how the scribes must have been feeling in today's gospel reading. How the disciples probably felt much of the time when they were with Jesus. Jesus' teachings were new, and his way of being in the world was different. Jesus' understanding and interpretation of the scriptures was new and therefore kind of scary. So I can't really blame the scribes today when I hear that they were fighting with one another and that eventually they asked Jesus to tell them which commandment is first of all. We'd all like some clarity right about now, wouldn't we? Because everything feels very new and very different, very unsure. We are unsure. Beloved, hear this. God brings hope. God shows us love. God teaches us a different way of living, even in these uncertain times. And it is a way of caring community. Which commandment is first of all? The scribe asks. And Jesus says, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Love God, love your neighbor. Nothing is greater than these. I've been both a bit surprised and also very much warmed by the number of ways that I have seen people reaching out and checking in and caring for one another this past week, despite most of us staying home and keeping our social distance in check. It has been amazing to me to see just how people are finding ways to love their neighbors and share the love of God, even in the midst of this health crisis. Here in Arlington, if you haven't seen it, there is now a Facebook group called Arlington Neighbors Helping Each Other Through COVID-19, where folks have posted everything from which local restaurants are offering delivery to what kinds of donations are needed at places like AFAC and other food pantries, to videos of people doing yoga and offering exercise tutorials so that all of us can find some way to take a break for just a few moments each day. And across the country, I have loved seeing all the kinds of churches and folks in ministry making videos or offering live streams of devotions, some evening prayer activities for kids and teens. And it has been wonderful to see how not only are members of specific congregations tuning in to hear from their pastor or congregational leaders, but they're inviting family members and friends from around the country to join in and watch. We really are seeing the definition of neighbor grow from not just those close to us or those who are in our social circles or those that we see every Sunday, but to people from all over the country, folks that maybe we've never even met in person. And then there are all the ways that you all are both receiving love and care from others and sharing love and care with others. Just in this past week, Pastor Kate and I have had many folks offer to do grocery store runs for folks in our congregation who might not be able to leave the house right now or to run other necessary errands that just can't wait until the risk of infection goes down. And there are those of you who currently need or will need that kind of support. And so together, both the giver and receiver are experiencing this love of God and neighbor, helping those who need it, and offering an outlet for help if you are the one in need. You would think that this would be a hard week for me to preach the gospel when so much of our world is out of control and the situation feels dismal. But you all are loving your neighbors, whether they are really your physical neighbors or not, and God is at work both through you and for you. And so the gospel is here. God shows us hope and love in the faces and actions of our neighbors. God brings hope. Children of God, we are invited to be God's hands and feet. We are invited to reach out. We are invited to check in, invited to love God by loving our neighbors, to be God's hands and feet in the world, a world where physical hands and physical feet are supposed to be keeping their distance. Today, we are invited to remember that even when we keep our distance, love doesn't have to. So take your neighbor's dog for a walk if they're afraid or can't go outside. And if you're still making the occasional runs to the store, offer to pick up food for somebody else. If you're feeling lonely, chances are someone else is too. Call someone else in this community or in your friend communities once a week, maybe even once a day if you want. Check in, say hello, share God's love with them. We are still community, even when we are apart. And there are still a myriad of ways that we can love our neighbors, perhaps even more meaningfully than under normal circumstances during these uncertain days. You are invited to keep being God's hands and feet in the world. Friends, even though we can't know when life will return to normal, we do know this. God promises to be with us through it all, and pours love into our hearts and our lives every day. And through that love, God is at work in us, calling us to share love and community with our neighbors, people of all types, through actions of all kinds. Amen.